Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Show on the planet, man, straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from the D to the other T of the Rocky Mountain. I was just going to say that shit in a minute, man.
It's just getting harder and harder.
Yeah, I know. I got my man Monk Money in the building, dog. Also got my man Gigabytes from the production squad. Got my man 2G's in the background chilling hard as spitted up. And look, we was live on Facebook, but it looks like we're having a connection problem. So let's get that reset real quick. But I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of eblockradio.com. I'm falling down. Everything's breaking. Oh, my God. It's going down in the studio. It is going down in the studio, literally. More money, dog. It's been 7 days, bro. You know what I'm talking about? What's been popping up? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. As soon as I get the studio back together, we live, baby.
No, ain't nothing going on but the rant.
We look like we back. Let me see. Who that? Oh, Jay, what up, baby? That's my man. He doing his thing, dog. Yeah, he down in Florida doing his thing, for sure, man. Shout out to my man doing his thing. I think we in there. Yeah, we in there now.
Bad. In Detroit, we trust.
Yeah. Are we back? We back. Yeah, more money, y'all. So what was we talking about before I damn it towards the studio?
Check one, check two.
Yeah, we good. We
100. Hey, not much, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know how your boy do. We keep it low to the flow like that. I ain't really trying to get in too much. You know, stand out the way.
Yeah.
Movie-wise, I ain't really seen nothing.
Right, because you know I'll go ask you.
You know what I'm saying? I just saw the Monster Trucks with my dog, you know what I'm saying? That was kind of cool.
Monster Trucks.
Monster Trucks, pretty doggish.
What about,
Me
and the fam, we just saw
Boss Baby. I ain't seen the jet, dog. Yeah.
Boss Baby.
It's just some
kid shit.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah. You know, you got subliminal. They got subliminal for us.
I'm sure it was.
First, that was pretty funny, man.
Yeah, I always pay $15 to take that power nap.
Right.
But other than that, too much of none, bro. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, get my food thing popping, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know, stand in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? Literally. You know what I'm talking about?
Yo, I peeped that. Did you see him the other day, though, trying to be a Chef Garcons?
So,
that's what's up, dog. You gotta do some more of those, though.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. You know,
I do my thing, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's my element, man. I love it. I think it was cool. Like, I thank you for that shit, because you trying to get your, you know, trying to get your thing off the ground and everything, but I'm kind of mad, because my woman been asking for shrimp and grits ever since, nigga. I can't cook that shit.
Yeah, that shit
looks so thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, money. Thank you. I appreciate it. I can't cook that shit.
I'll give you a small tutorial, you know what I'm saying?
Small tutorial?
Yeah, for a couple of dollars.
Oh, it's going to be a couple of dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that the 20 for the 170 again?
Yeah.
20 for the 170 again? I don't know.
Where do you niggas get these numbers?
Right, exactly, dog, for real. Where do you niggas get these numbers?
For real life, dog.
But you know what it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, steady hustling. Get money. Try to get money, man.
For sure.
Going on trips. My dog is married. Memorial Day weekend and ATL shot.
Yeah.
So I'll be there. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend, you know what I'm saying? Trying to turn up, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Shout outs to him. Taiwan Bracket.
It's from, I was trying to reload.
Taiwan Bracket, pick up to my dog, you know what I'm saying? Get married and shit. That's about it, man. I got my dog Jacob calling in for the show today, you know what I'm saying? He want to speak on the topic, you know what I mean?
What's up?
Yeah. That's it for your that's boy, dog. It. That's about it. What's been cracking with you, cuz?
Man, not much, dog. I meant to mention, because we always talking about movies and shit. I know you've been up on your For Real movies and shit recently. And niggas be having their fire sticks. But, dog, tell y'all something, though. What's Netflix must have got word. Cause Netflix straight now, though. You been saying that they got new shit.
Yeah, they
start doing that.
Yeah, they start popping up with news. Like, Friday came up on that thing.
Yeah.
Never been Friday.
Hell no.
But they did remove Pay in Full, though.
Did they?
I went to watch Pay in Full. Because
you be watching that shit.
I watched it on Pay in Full sometimes, right. Yeah,
man,
that shit wasn't on there. I did dig that though.
Man. Damn, all bad.
I messed up, man.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna watch shit for the rest of the day, man.
I say that shit else to do. I got my ass out, dog. What the fuck am I gonna do? Feed the kids, play with the baby. Fuck that. Pay the fool later on. I'm out.
Everybody's gone. Kids go. Everybody's
gone,
man.
Yeah.
Damn. I ain't gonna watch.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Weekend it was good. It could have went outside.
Oh yeah, you
sure
that
out. That's what's up. Yeah, but no, they've been on tip though. You know what I'm saying? Having some better joints. Like I said, we back now. I think we back now. I don't know how long we gonna be. It looks like we got a bold connection, but yeah, I watched a movie called. You said what?
Cheap
phone. Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? I call myself upgrade. It's supposed to be upgrade. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm a little iPhone situation going on and shit. But yeah, I watched this shit called Oh, what's the name of that shit? This is some weird shit. D-Train, dog. D-Train, right? Y'all know Jack Black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude from High School Rock and all that shit.
Yeah.
Dog, this was some weird shit, bro. No bullshit. Have you heard this movie?
No, but Jack Black is definitely a weird kid.
Dog, so look at the description. It's like loser kid from high school. Is the leader of the what you call that shit high school reunion shit, and he trying to get like this dude that's halfway popular to come back to the reunion and shit. I'm like, all right, it's gonna be some funny ass little bullshit. So I'm watching it. So my man pump fake his boss, right? Cause he's like a businessman or something. So he pump fake his boss to tell him that he got a business trip to take to California and shit, right? But really he going out there to get the dude to come back, you know, to the high school reunion. Duh. So they get out there. His boss ended up going with him. Mm-hmm. So he go out there. He done made all this shit up. So the nigga that he bringing back to the high school reunion, he made him act like he was a businessman that was going to meet and shit. Yeah. This dude fucked around and made a deal with him. It's like, this is all fake shit. Yeah. Like, none of this is really happening, right? But on top of all that, this is where the shit got weird. My nigga, it's funny, right? I'm laughing like a motherfucker and shit. So they going out partying and shit, right? They out partying like a motherfucking dog. He fucked that nigga up.
Man,
no bullshit. Man. Fuck me up with Jack Black. Fuck me up a little bit with Jack Black. I wasn't ready. I was not prepared.
It was a comedy
term. It was a comedy term, real suspect. So like, dog, this is what happened, though. Man. So they out partying. They doing lines and drinking and shit. They get back to the crib. Jack Black and my man, right? Yeah. So he's like, dude, this shit was amazing. Like, it's crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then it just turned into some sexual tension, right?
Oh.
Hey, look. I'm looking at the show like, no, I literally said that shit out loud. Can I watch my hell out of this point? What the fuck is they doing? This is before they start kissing, all right? Before they start kissing, I'm looking at it and shit like, damn, that nigga party like a motherfucker. Hell no, nigga. Hey, they crazy, cuz. Like, hey. What? Oh, shit, what the fuck? No, I'm saying this shit loud as hell, right? It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dog, I've been looking for this movie a long time.
Dog, I was like, I didn't know whether to keep watching this shit. This shit was like a bad accident. Dog,
you ain't thought about it.
No, I'm talking about the movie period because I wanted to know.
No, I'm just saying you had to kind of keep watching.
I wanted to know what was going. How was he gonna pull this shit off? This nigga got a wife and kids at the crib. How he gonna go home? He just got fucked. Like, this is what I'm thinking. Like, no, I gotta watch this shit. No, so it gets to the end, right?
Do these fast forward a little
bit? They don't really show shit, nigga. They don't show that shit. You just can insinuate. So then,
I didn't watch that. The world, you know, that. Remember the one where the world was ending?
Yeah.
Hurting all of them?
Oh, this is the end and shit?
Yeah. I didn't finish watching that one, dog.
What happened on that? I don't remember.
Remember, they got demons.
Yeah,
they did.
That movie was funny.
Oh,
That movie was funny.
They were on some straight gay shit, though. For real.
So
they were on straight gay shit.
Right. Nah, that the shit was... The shit was funny up until that point, though, like you said. Then it just got weird. So I just wanted to see what he was going to do. So he got back to the crib. This one made it really gay, though.
So it's no longer a comedy, or is it a comedy?
It's still a comedy, but it's like, I think they took it too far.
Okay.
So he get back to the crib.
Back.
Right. So they get back to the crib. My man end up coming for the reunion or whatever. He end up staying with them, with dude and his wife, right? But on some even gayer shit, though, he started getting jealous of the dude. Like, oh, you going to hang out with them? Like he had some, I think he had found some gay tennis. Yeah, he had found some feelings, bro.
He just going too
far. Yo, I'm looking at this shit like, what? I was mad because Jack Black, that's my dude, man. I think he took it too far with that one, though.
Now, you want a shocker. You ever seen All About the Johnsons?
What's that?
It's a video on YouTube, dog. I don't really want to ruin it for y'all. I want y'all to watch it, dog.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to Google it then. All of
the Johnsons, man. You
after the conversation we just had, that shit sounds suspect as hell. Yeah, exactly. After that conversation,
it
just sounds real suspect.
It ain't about the Johnson, but
oh, okay.
I ain't got nothing to say no more about this. Hey,
Westbrook better get his feet up.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? That's something we gonna jump off into. I think we back good now. I think I ain't very cutting off. But yeah. So he ended with the triple double and shit. What?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm off of that shit. I'm off of that shit. So he ended with the triple double. But they still go give it to. I think they'll give it to. I think it's the pure dislike of the league for Westbrook. Like, just people hating. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, image was.
Yeah, because otherwise, how could you average a triple-double and not be MVP? Like, that shit should be hands down.
It
shouldn't even be a question.
Like, it's cold. Or he don't get it, I'm done NBA. I mean, at least take me a year old.
That's what they're looking at, though. Maybe this would be the first time they have a tie.
I don't even see a Kobe being good.
No.
He averaged a triple-double.
Yes, bro. He did.
Right.
He broke an unbreakable record, bro.
Exactly.
And he's going to keep going with the shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, man,
shit.
That shit pisses me off, bro.
And Kobe ain't even did it.
Jordan didn't do it.
That should tell you something. You know what I'm saying?
No love, dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's his image and shit, so.
You might as well come to Detroit. You might as well be a business.
Right. They ain't gonna get a triple double. Still ain't going to no county suit.
Right.
So. And they still hate you, so you might as well
be here. They hate us for some strange reason.
No, speaking of pisses, they just say, man.
Man, I can't. Man, it make my stomach hurt, bro.
You know what I hate, though? I hate listening to the coach, man. I hate listening to him.
I never thought he was a good pickup, man.
Uh-huh.
But damn, we left off last season.
Right.
To where we at right now?
Yeah,
I thought we was at least top five. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Shit, at least oh, fighting for number 8 seed.
Right, right.
Goddamn,
right, right.
We ain't even in the picture, bro.
Oh, right. They had to win
what,
6 out of the last game.
Right, and then everybody else had to lose like all 9 of theirs and shit. Like everything had to be what? Like if somebody do this, then we gotta do that. Like shit, that shit never
they
happened.
They still didn't do it.
Hell nah. Shit, they won the last game, all right.
No,
I fell off. I got to stop watching when I knew we was out of the picture and shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Man, shout out to the Pistons, though, man. Play their last game at the Palace. It'll be downtown next year. So tickets down there going to be like $1 million and shit, huh? I do want to go at some point, though.
I'm definitely going.
You don't think so? Shit, with the Red Wings and them down there?
Fort Fielding, you know what I'm saying? They ain't.
Man, what?
Tis
gonna be. That nigga say what you gonna say, nigga. Dang.
Yeah, Fort Field shit didn't go up when they moved, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, still the same price.
I guess so.
The entire state, Comerica Park, too.
That shit high anyway, though.
Regardless.
I guess so.
Ticket prices don't change, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no. But shit, have y'all been down there?
I work down there and I ain't been nowhere, but.
Yeah, you been by there?
I ain't been. Robot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. It's still you know, off to the side, still needs some work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the neighborhood parts of it and shit still needs some work. But I think it's dope, though. I think it's dope to have a game in that vicinity, though. So I think that'd be straight. And I think it's going to be a way for us to kind of jump in on some shit. I know we was having this conversation, I think, last week. Well, actually, I was having this conversation with Angry Principal and a couple of the homies about gentrification and shit, and how I think that I don't know, Gigabytes, I'm gonna ask you in a minute because I know you and Lee be having some different insights on this though. But as far as gentrification, dog, to me, I feel like we need to stop looking at it as a negative and figure out a way to get something out of it too. Like instead of complaining about it, I mean, the truth is that there are going to be some neighborhoods that's like kind of they go basically get rid of them. But then there's some neighborhoods that, dog, like, it's two people in that motherfucker anyway. Like, so I think at some point that you need to just stop complaining and get in where you fit in. I mean, what? I don't know. Just, Gigabytes, what you think, dog? I know y'all be talking about shit like this, so.
Well, I mean, Detroit, this was, like what can I say? This was a big episode of Scooby-Doo. Everybody away.
Right.
Buy up all the property.
Yeah.
Once it's dirt cheap. And then once everybody comes back, I own everything.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Detroit is owned by maybe five families.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That control everything.
Right.
You know. So it was all a big game.
Yeah.
You know. But now they're opening it up. They're trying to give these lots and these abandoned houses away. Buy property. Tear it down. Put up some stores.
Right.
Laundromats.
Yeah.
Things that we need in our community.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Jump in on it instead
exactly.
of complaining
but
about it.
On the other side,
uh-huh.
you got niggas that'll come in and fuck your shit up. See, so it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You want to improve the community and give back to it, but then you got niggas that will rob your shit, break your shit,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Steal all your shit,
right.
rob your customers.
True.
Hang all out in front of your store
yeah.
or whatever. You see, so it's one of them things. Damn.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Is
you know what I'm saying? Catch-22.
Yeah, I feel that. I don't know. I guess at this point, I'm willing to take the risk. I'm willing to take the risk to buy the property and just and have to keep doing maintenance on it for hopes that at some point, maybe not my generation, but the generation after us, to be able to. I mean, it ain't going to be fuss. I mean, I think once you get that in your head, that whatever you do in these areas where they're gentrifying or whatever, whatever you do in those areas, you just got to be satisfied with the point where you yourself probably ain't going to benefit from it. You just got to hope that it's able to pass down through some generations.
I mean, you've been in the hood all your life. You know how to get around them thieves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how to do all this shit. You know how to avoid that stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to take a chance. You're doing it anyway. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just like I ain't gonna lie, I think that the parking lot up there at that little strip that's across from the airport, I think they fucked it up because there's always water sitting in it.
Yeah.
But I just figured like a place like that is right in the city. It's like it would make sense for people in this same neighborhood to own that property. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I don't know exactly what we would put in that motherfucker, but something need to be there because it's prime
well,
real estate.
You know.
I don't know if you've seen the paper today. They're talking. They're about to close that down. They're trying to find something new to do with the city airport.
Oh yeah.
It ain't making no money.
Right.
It's just sitting there. You know, somebody about to come in and buy all that.
All that shit, right?
The airstrip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody about to come in and buy all that.
Yeah, without no, so, I mean, because they can't. Well, they're trying to take away the hangar and all that shit, like for
they
the
brought,
private
they,
planes
they
and all that shit.
They bringing in a consultant to see
to
what
see.
They can do. But all that's going to be towed out. You
yeah.
can believe that because that's all ancient shit.
It
know?
Is, though. It is ancient shit. But I wonder what they're going to put in that motherfucker. We need to be at the front door
they're
with
probably
this.
Probably put another little private airport up in there.
Yeah. We need to be right in that motherfucker, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, opportunities like that pop up, and instead of complaining about it, like, instead of people being in this neighborhood like, oh, man, they're getting ready to tear down the city airport. Like, who cares? We not utilizing it anyway.
Right.
So why not just jump in on it? That's all I'm saying. And I know... That ain't going to work the same for every community. I mean, damn, every time I think about gentrification, I think about fucking barbershop and shit. I just try to fight to keep their barbershop open. And I understand all that, dog, but at some point, I guess I can say that from our standpoint because we don't have a thriving community like that. Like, we got a thriving community of people. I
yeah.
won't even say community. I'll say, like, a few blocks
people, yeah.
of people.
Yeah.
But, like, our community as a whole ain't thriving. They like, we got our own businesses inside of here and all that shit. So, at the end of the day, shit, why not knock that motherfucker down and start over? See that? I mean, that's the way I look at it. Because now, if we in an area where, you know, where Seven Star is black-owned and Handy's is black-owned and there's a cleaners up there at that in that strip that's black-owned, then you start thinking, like, damn, all right, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to fuck with that because we got something going on. But we ain't got that. So, nigga, shit, roll with it.
But see, another thing that comes up when you do try to do that is then they start hitting you with the regulations, the policies, the zoning. You know
well,
saying?
We just got to be on top of the shit. We got to be right with it.
A lot of money.
And it takes knowing somebody.
Damn, I mean, you want the birds, Q? I mean, let me know.
No, I'm just saying. It takes knowing somebody. Just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, halfway fictitious, but, I mean, Stringer Bell and shit had the nigga, the city's own, the nigga on his payroll. Now, we can't get nobody on the payroll.
Yeah, Stringer got fucked in the end.
That's true, but you got to be smarter than that, though. I'm just saying. The thing is that shit is viable though.
Yeah.
Like even if you know we can't drop no bags off at the nigga crib.
Right.
But I mean this could be somebody you know, somebody you went to school with. Like they fucked around and got into the city council. Like I mean it's anything. Like you gotta work those angles and make that shit work for not only you but your community. I think that's our thing though. Shit, we scared. We scared that somebody gonna get more than us. God damn it. And we can just go in that motherfucker together. And not worry about who getting a penny more than you, because at the end of the day, nigga, we struggling. Look where we at.
Yeah.
Nigga, we all in this box. So, nigga, like, why not just go, huh? Why not just go in all together and, you know, make a move? So, to me, I know that gentrification in some places. Like, when they talk about Brooklyn and Harlem and shit, I can halfway understand that because they got real culture in some of them pockets that they don't want to give up. We ain't got, no, we got Caldean liquor store owners and fucking Coney Islands, nigga. That's not our culture. I mean, you know, no disrespect to them because they business people. I ain't mad at them at all because they actually got pretty good customer service and shit. But the thing is that
bullshit.
I mean, some of them do. Yeah. And plus, you know, I'm just a sucker for fried chicken pizzas. But all that aside, nigga, I'm just saying that's not our shit. That's not our culture. So like, why would we be hesitant on letting it in? In those other places, though, like I said, some of those places, especially, like, in Harlem and shit, because, like, when I stayed out there, I understand, like, there's real culture. There's black-owned shit. It's shit that's been there for years. Like, it's in embedded in the culture. But that shit ain't happening in the city. Now, maybe people who live, you know, maybe people who live in the Boston Edison area or Indian Village, like, maybe they might feel some kind of way. But them the areas that they not going to anyway, because they already straight.
Right, yeah.
So it shouldn't be no problem. You got a block, you got a city block with three people on this shit and nothing for two blocks around it, but you mad about your taxes going up because they got to pay the garbage man to come all the way across town to get three fucking houses, dog. Like in real life, man. I mean, it's just money-wise. You got to send an extra route for a block with three motherfuckers on it, dog. I ain't saying that those three people ain't important. I was just saying.
Right.
You three motherfuckers is like outside somewhere. Like,
right.
Nigga, come in.
Right.
Come in. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. You got to take our shit to the landfill, man. I take that, man. But shout out to the people. There's only three people on the block, man. I'm sorry. I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's some places in our hood that's like that, too. Especially if you're going across grass on Seymour, dog. Seymour. Whoo, man, blessings to y'all niggas on Seymour, dog. Oh, man, that was y'all old hood, wasn't it? Yeah, Loretto, yeah. Man, wow. Anyway, so enough about that, dog. So we got to talk about, I know, let me see what time is. We still got to have, all right, we're going to start at 30-minute mark. So I got to say this, dog. What's up with your man, dog, dropping bombs on niggas? Like, I'm going to tell you what I think, but What do you think about that shit? I mean, was it a good idea?
No, man. Like, what the fuck? Well, how is it a good idea to drop a bomb? They're going to retaliate.
Yeah.
Well, I guess something going to come with it. We're going to feel a backlash or something.
He trying to say he don't give a fuck, though. I mean, that's
no,
the point.
He don't.
Right.
He got a security guard. He got bulletproof
right.
Everything.
Right.
Hey, they got a contingency plan for him.
Yeah.
Right.
He got a bulletproof toupee.
Wow.
Good, man.
Wow. All right.
You're going to feel a backlash of that shit some way, somehow, though. He really don't give a fuck.
He said, every tell you, I don't care.
Right.
I'm
going
to grab some pussies.
Wow. I mean, what? So his thing, obviously, they saying that because they use chemical weapons over there, he's just trying to let them know that that shit is unacceptable. So we going to let you know what we can do on shit. Now, to me, I'm going to tell you what I think. This is what I think. On top of being bullies, though, this is just some shit, you know, this is just my theory. And like I said, we were talking about this shit over at the Angry Principal crib the other night. But it could be some truth in this. Like, it could all just be posturing. Like, they don't really care that they did any chemical warfare over there or whatever. But their whole thing is that it puts Russia in the middle, and then it makes it look like the relationship between the U.S. and Russia is, like, you know, fucked up. To ease that belief that people think that he got that they cool, you know what I'm saying, that they really in cahoots with shit. I think it was all I think it was that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's that. Like, you know what? Like, we don't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, so in the back room, they making deals. You feel me? So that's what I think, though. I don't know. This is something I was thinking about. Like I said, we wrapped that shit up at Angry Principal crib the other day. And we was talking about that. I heard all those. And one of my homies, though, he from the Army and shit. He was kind of saying the same shit. So it ain't being unpatriotic to talk shit about Donald Trump, because I know people think that. But that's definitely not the case, man. I just think that all of this shit is the overlay for an underlay. Always have been. But, like, even how they talking shit about China, because they won't help if North Korea fuck with us not. My man kill his own people. What's that nigga name? Kung Jun? What's his name? Whatever it is. Hey. That motherfucker kill his own people, nigga. Like, he ain't worried about us. Kim Jong. So I'm like, dog, he'll kill everybody. He killing his own people. Like, shit, he killed a relative or two, I believe, if I ain't mistaken. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think a lot of that is just, I don't know what it is, but what I don't understand is that because to me, I feel like these aren't great ideas. But what's scariest to me is that the motherfuckers around them is allowing them to make these decisions.
Yeah.
So now that's what worries me. Because you can have an idiot in control, but then all of the, you know, we'll call them board members or cabinet members.
Like,
who's stopping them?
Well, where's the fucking Tea Party when they said we wanted to push a button? Like, they popped up every time Obama said the fucking word.
Right.
Like, where's the fucking Tea Party?
Yeah.
Where the fuck these fuckers go? Where they go?
Nowhere, though. They nowhere in existence, man. I don't even know. Kind of.
Makes money, right?
Yeah.
So of course he won war.
Right, but that at whose expense, though?
Shit.
The
poor folks.
Exactly, because we the ones who make up the most of the army. All right, we out of that, though. I want to keep talking about that shit, because we talk about politics all day. But it does kind of move us into our actual topic. All right, so tonight, man, we're talking about white privilege. Does it really exist? If you're checking us out right now on not on YouTube, because we're not on YouTube currently. But if you're checking us out on Facebook Live, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. Or you can drop a comment on the screen right here. It's kind of little because we're working with a different device here, but I'll try to read it out loud so we can answer your questions, though. But 2G's, man, I know you in here. You want to jump in on this first? Does white privilege really exist, Dad? What you think?
Man, I think it do.
Yeah.
Certain situations that you hear about, you like, dang, if it's any other race, it would have went out a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, for example, like, dang, the situation with, I think it was a Dearborn somewhere to a Caucasian dude who was walking to the police station strapped.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I think it was Dearborn.
If that was any other race,
yeah.
Stop! Pow! We've been
right, shot. Been shot there. And
I think, most definitely, it's some shit. Yeah, it is this.
I think the problem is, the problem is that people don't like to admit that it does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now can I retort to that? But now let's go back about 5 years ago when the black guy went up in the police station and shot that bitch the fuck up with a real gun.
That happened.
So if they seen another black guy walking in there with another gun, are they wrong to think that?
I ain't gonna say they wrong to think it, but
how many white guys done went and shot the police station up?
How many white guys have went and shot up a whole lot of public places?
We're talking about police station now. How many white guys have went and shot? I'm not right for right.
I mean, I don't know.
How many white guys have went and shot up police station?
But
we can't account for a black guy that went and shot the motherfucking police station up though. Okay, so if not saying that I'm not going to worry about that white boy with that AR.
You kind of already said it, but... Okay.
But if I see that nigga, and especially if he got a certain demeanor to his face,
right,
I'm going to worry about that.
Man, I'm going to worry about any of them.
I'm going to worry about any of them.
For real. It don't matter who the fuck you are. If this motherfucker walking this motherfucker with it out and the strapped out and walking with the motherfucker, I'm gonna have some. Anybody gonna worry about that shit?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, personally, if a Chinese motherfucker walked in there with a motherfucker, I'm gonna be scared.
Or
if the motherfucker, Ninja Star. All
right, I'm sorry.
That was
racist.
Wow.
That was really racist.
I'm sorry.
About shit, you know what I'm saying?
Low key, for real. I think a lot of people need to motherfucking loosen up. You know what I mean? Like, it's in your face. Like, you see the shit, bro. Like,
right.
Come on, dog. This shouldn't even be a question because, you know, a lot of people know it, but just won't say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they see it and they reaping the benefits of it. So why the fuck would I say something about some shit? I low key know about it. I low key care about it, but.
Right.
I'm reaping the benefits of it, so I'm sorry, brother.
Also, I think a lot of it too is that some white people don't recognize it because they have it. You know what I'm saying? Like you know how you take shit for granted because you just think that's just how life's supposed to be. That's the norm. And the thing about white privilege though, which I don't, you know, because I think white people combat that by saying, you know, that is poor white people and underprivileged white people, and that's the truth. But I'm talking about the simple things. Like it is true. I don't care how many white people you talk to or where they from. It is true that only a nigga is gonna get pulled over and be completely legal, and be scared as fuck still.
Hey,
like so that's a privilege of being white that you can be pulled over and realize that you ain't did shit and be ready for that.
I mean we
scared. I don't have no warrants. I ain't got no dope in the car. I ain't got no illegal guns on me, but I get pulled over, I'm scared as fuck.
Man, if I'm riding with my white homie and he's driving, I'm still scared as fuck. He gets to talking shit to the motherfucker like, bro, what you love doing?
Because he uses his white privilege.
Yeah. Like, he gonna whoop my ass.
Right.
I'm like, chill the fuck out.
I pulled over a month ago.
I've been pulled over plenty of times, but I ain't never worried about them motherfuckers popping me. And I just talk shit to them.
Man.
I ain't never.
Shit,
no, and I just, they done took me to jail.
Man.
To jail. I didn't worry. I didn't, though. I just didn't. Because I knew how far the motherfucker go. One, when he putting them cuffs on me, I ain't talking about, I'll handle that shit in motherfucking court.
Right.
On the street is not the place to motherfucking debate that shit.
Okay.
When this motherfucker say you're under arrest, you're under the fuck arrest.
That's the end of it.
That's the end of the motherfucking conversation.
Right.
Like that movie. He's the street king.
Yeah.
You're going one way or another, either in cuffs, body bag,
right.
But you're going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't resist these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's where a lot of motherfuckers, now, you mouthing off, that's your right. You know what I'm saying? This is my motherfucking mouth. As long as I'm not threatening to do nothing to you, or I'm not just blatantly calling you bitches and hoes and all this other shit, because...
Which, by the way, white people can do.
Yeah, I mean, but I've seen plenty of motherfucking YouTube videos, white cops knocking these bitches out, knocking white bitches out.
Yeah.
Boom, shut the fuck up.
Right.
I mean, so police brutality...
Across the board.
To everybody.
They just whooping everybody.
They whoop Mexicans' asses more than they whoop our ass.
Yeah, I believe that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so police brutality, it's across the board. And
only all white neighborhood and that this police force is going to be all white, nigga, you're going to be perfect. What the fuck are you doing around here? Even if they're thinking nigga or whatever,
right?
You're not supposed to be around here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Man. Plain and simple.
Man.
I mean,
that don't take away all that said. That don't take away from white privilege.
At the end of the day, it exists, but
we can't use that as an excuse either. But I mean, I just need people to really quit acting like it don't exist though, because people act like it don't exist. At least white people do anyway. Some black people think it don't either because they didn't have it tough.
A lot of white people don't
have
their
to them.
Potential.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you're a lazy white boy that does nothing but smokes weed, plays game all day, white privilege is going to do nothing for you unless you're a YouTuber.
Nothing for you.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Unless you're a YouTuber and you're one of these professional YouTube gamers or whatever, and you living in your mama's basement doing nothing. Your mama's
basement.
Probably,
yeah, right.
So that's why
that might be white privilege.
Right there.
It always comes back to it. Now, I just want to say though, like I said, I just want to talk about the existence of it. But at the end of the day, I mean, obviously, you know, black people we actually have some privileges as well. Now, the thing though that you can't let the existence, like I said, the existence of white privilege give you an excuse to be a failure though. Because at the end of the day, everybody has some sort of chance. Like, you might not have the same chance, but you got some sort of chance. So you can't use that as an excuse. But at the same time, never halfway, even remotely close to being equal. Some people in power have to realize that, yeah, you know what, I do have power. That's just kind of this is nowhere near on the same scale. But when you're talking about athletes, right? I mean, for the most part, you know, in a lot of sports, you know, black people have the, you know, they, you know, we got the advantage of that shit, right? So it's kind of almost like a privilege. You kind of know going in that I can get this before, you know, it's some good white players, but I'm just saying.
Athletic privilege, right?
So it's kind of the same thing, but it never stopped them from going out to do other shit, you know what I'm saying, or to even perform at the same level as you in whatever sport that is.
No, they just became sport owners.
It's evolution, right? So you just got to evolve. But yeah, I think that's the case though. So I think that's the scary thing, at least with this generation. The scary thing is that you want them to realize that white privilege exists, but this generation's so soft. It's like it's almost like giving them ammunition to give more excuses. And that's the scary thing, though. You ever thought about it like that? Because like for us, it's like, yeah, you know what that shit do is this, but I'm gonna take this L and turn it into a win. You know what I'm saying? You tell some of these generations that they starting a step behind, and some people got some more privilege than you. That gives them ammunition to say, you know what, that's why I can't
do it.
But when the fuck did they get that soft?
It's been that soft.
It is a cop out, but we got a generation of cop outers. I don't think that's a word, but yeah.
Right. And that's my mentality, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care what's going on, bro. I'm gonna get mad. Like,
whatever, y'all want to get somebody something, y'all want to do something about it, okay, the white dude came in with the ponytail. He said he's going to do this. He said he's going to do this.
White dude with the ponytail. And that's not a person, isn't it?
And then he come in and fuck shit up, and then you look at me and shit.
Yeah, that's not a personal story, but okay.
This shit is just crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it is out there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it don't stop me from doing my motherfucking thing to get where I need to go. Because
right.
I know it's there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I acknowledge it. I don't care no more. Like, it's a thing that goes on that you just got to look over. A lot of
and
shit.
And I ain't even going to say that. I ain't even going to say look over. You got to be cognizant of it. So you got to know it's there. And then you just got to use it to your advantage. Yeah. Just like everything else. That's hustling. Period. Anybody from the hood should know that that's hustling. You go come up with opposition. Just so happens that in the world we live in, the opposition is white privilege. It is what it is. And I'm sorry, I got a gang of white friends. I went to Adrian College. I got plenty of white friends. You know what I'm saying? And some of them, oddly enough, probably won't ever admit that they got some kind of privilege. And that's okay. We still cool. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, obviously, it is like that. And I know that even some of us have similar struggles. Like, even though they white people, like, they still coming from similar struggles. Like, you know, maybe they ain't have to sell dope or steal shit, but they still had it rough, though. You know what I'm saying? Right, life got caught a couple times, you know what I'm saying? Went to jail for tipping cows or whatever. Hey, whatever. It's still jail time, right? I'm just saying, it's thug life. Either way, you're tipping cows or you're selling, you know, you're selling weight.
Same shit.
Yeah. But no, I think that's the real thing. So, does white privilege really exist? I mean, there is no doubt that it exists, and there is no doubt that there is still an uneven divide. And I think that it's crazy. It's crazy to think that because you got some black billionaires, some black well, you don't have no black full team owners, but some black people who got some percentages in sports teams, and you had a black president. It's crazy to think that all of those other years gonna be erased because that shit is not gonna happen. Like, is a step in the right direction. However, at the same time, this is where I come to a crossroads. And I know people out here checking us out right now, or people on the phone lines right now, I don't know if you go all the way agree with me on this, so I got to say it. So this is the thing. I don't know if having a black president, the black, you know, the multimillionaire black people and stuff and record execs and all that shit. I don't know if it's good enough for me, though. I'm almost thinking like it's not, because it's not the same as like when Malcolm X was talking. I ain't trying to get all political for real, but about when Malcolm X was kind of like, you know, segregation actually was probably all right for us. It probably was better for us because it demanded more of ourselves. Like, so now when you get integrated, we start depending on. We start depending on the dominant race, which is okay if you're trying to intermingle and trying to get everything cohesive and everything, you know, harmonious, I guess if that's the word you want to use. But then it could also make niggas lazy.
Did you know why they wanted to have integration?
Because it was gonna be too powerful on one side.
If the black community was a country, we'd be the 15th wealthiest country on this planet. That's why. They're not letting that money go nowhere. They'll never allow you to sit at their table, but they're not allowing you to take their money, your money, anywhere else.
Either. Right.
My whole thing is this white privilege, or is this people just don't know how to have that kind of love and compassion for each other, too?
It's partially both.
You see what I'm saying?
Because the white privilege definitely does.
I mean, but are we jealous because we can't treat each other like that? We can't use slavery.
You can't use it.
No,
what about religion?
Religion is a way of control. A way of control.
Well, yeah.
I mean, religion is not the that's the one. Religion is keeping the dormant niggas, you know, in check.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But these wild niggas, they're running around. See, the slavery thing, I was just reading, and y'all confirm it. Y'all got Google. I can't lie to you. Alex Haley lied about most of what he put in Roots. Most black people didn't even know slavery existed right. until Roots came out.
That's true. I did that.
Over 90% of the black community did not know slavery even existed.
Yeah.
Now, Jim Crow, they knew existed.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The riots and all that. But slavery, most niggas, there wasn't no internet.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The history books wasn't putting that shit in the history books. Because my mother even said, and my mother grew up here in during the 50s and 60s. She said, I had never been called a nigga back then.
Yeah.
She had never seen any racial, and I swear to God, I'll call my grandmother. This white man slapped my aunt. She was like 12, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. White man in the 60s
yeah.
slapped my aunt. My grandmother beat the shit out of this white man with a baseball bat.
Damn.
Now, if it was super fucking racist, like, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't my grandma
yeah.
supposed to be lynched?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
She probably would have been if she was in South Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I ain't gonna doubt that.
Right.
I ain't gonna
South
doubt
Carolina,
that.
She probably would have been.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna doubt that.
Yeah.
You know,
they
were
clicked together, boy, with some torches.
If you go back and look at some of them Martin Luther King films, he tells you that the North is more racist than the South.
Yeah.
He's seen more racism in Chicago and more violence and intimidation in Chicago than he has seen in Mississippi and Alabama.
Yeah, I guess probably for the reason why, I mean, they was up north, so we kind of had to keep it concealed. So it's kind of the same as it is now. And some of the
racism.
Yeah, and some of right. So in some of the southern regions, they still kind of, you know, they just out with the shit. They don't like black people.
Open racist, because now I know I fuck with you.
Right. I mean, that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth.
I don't like niggas.
So we cool.
We cool.
Give me- right there, give me a
pepper.
Don't forget, man, if you're checking us out right now on Facebook Live, make sure you hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. We want to know, does white privilege actually exist? All right, I want to let me see. We already read James. Yeah, James said, he said, what up, though? He's down in Florida. We heard that earlier. The live broadcast going in and out. Yeah, I know, dog. We're trying to get it together. I got Coco J on there. She said, as a black individual, we can't wait for someone to give us an opportunity to tell us what our privilege is. We have to go for it, take the risk, act like we all have the power in the world, have all the power in the world, fake it until you make it.
Damn right.
Yeah. I mean, but the reality of it is that we wouldn't even be faking it, because we actually do have all the power in the world. It's just a whole mindset that you gotta understand and get to what's really going on. I think we got another comment. It didn't update, though, because I see it over here, but I'm going to see it over there. Oh, yeah, there we go. So, yeah, we got one more comment. Looks like Michelle says, Jim Crow is alive and well. I mean, I think nothing ever happened to
Jim Crow.
Yeah, nothing ever happened to Jim Crow. Yeah, just concealed. And not even a good comment. Concealed, they just switched over to other things.
In different ways now, you know what I'm saying? Like, the times has changed, so they're handling this shit different, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's in the big fucking circle anyway, bro. Like,
it
for
is.
Real, for real. Like, we in the big fucking circle,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shit gonna come back. They just handling it different, bro.
Yeah.
Like low-key, we still slaves, low-key, for real, for real. We on the bottom of the totem pole,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we still, you know, struggling trying to get spots. We had a black president. We did black, you know, we got some black millionaires, black billionaires.
Right.
But still, how many? How many count? How many it is to them, and then how many it is to us? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and they are the majority.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. They are the
only
majority.
Here.
You know what I'm saying?
Only here, they're the majority.
That's the thing, though, is that we so far at the beginning, and I think a lot of people don't understand that. Like, we so far at the beginning, because like you said, we got a black president, you got some black millionaires, maybe a couple of billionaires here or there, and some black people own a few things. But legitimately, we still at the beginning, because they still in the first generation. It ain't like Obama's granddaddy was a president. Like, we still in the first generation of niggas making it. You know what I'm saying? So we still early on. But the crazy shit is that we had the opportunity. We had opportunities before. I mean, it was black business owners and all that shit back in the day before they like burned shit down and scared us out of all the places. So it's like every time we get momentum to make a shift into some shit that could be prosperous for us, like I have to admit, like the white majority tears it down. Like I said, I mean, we just got to talk about the shit that really exists. And the thing, the truth of the matter is that we would be so far advanced from where we are now if places like Paradise Valley or places like Black Wall Street never got ruined by, that's different. It got ruined by gentrification. That's different, though. That's different. That really was gentrification back in the day because they ruined Paradise Valley. But, Black Wall Street was, Paradise Valley, they just said, we're going to put a freeway here, and then y'all niggas got to go. And that was it. But I mean, whenever that power structure is looking like it's going to move, something going to happen. And that's why right now we're in a good place. I say that only because it feels like some white people are recognizing that white privilege exists. So you got a little assistance. You got a little backup. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's be real, man. Martin Luther King or Malcolm X movements wouldn't have been as valuable if some white people hadn't started helping out. And that's the fucked up thing to think about, though. It's almost like we can't never get no traction unless somebody vouches for us. Like, you know, that's some fucked up shit. But why is it like that, though? And the more intrusive question, really, though, not only why is it like that, but how the fuck can we stop it from being like that? That's the question. Because having black politicians, having black millionaires, having black owners of businesses ain't stopping the police from killing black motherfuckers. It's not stopping them from zoning out fresh food grocery stores in your neighborhood in exchange for fucking liquor stores and shit. It's not changing none of that. So how the fuck? How? I guess that's the question. Maybe that's why we still where we at, because Kato might answer that question.
All right.
That's the crazy shit, though.
You don't need a PhD to
answer that. No, you're going to have to need a PhD on top of PhD on top of PhD, though. Hey, you got to get it. No, you got to blow this motherfucker and start over. Hit the reset this bitch, man. Hey, don't forget, man, you got about, it's 7:54. We got about 2 minutes. If you're on Facebook Live right now, you can hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one keyed up and holler at your boy, man. But, what's up?
I'll see how you know this
first one. Oh, yeah, because it popped up right there. Yeah, so it had a little one next to it. But, yeah, so I think definitely we're in agreement that it exists. I really did kind of want to hear an opposing opinion. Because I know there's some people out there, some people I know that don't think that it exists. Some black people I know that think that white privilege don't exist. I know y'all out there. It's cool. You can send me an inbox or something, or, you know, and shoot me a text if you ain't want to get outed on live right now. But, I mean, I ain't mad at you. If you don't think it exists, it's fine. Like, I'm a mature individual, you know. I've came from my vegetative state and shit. I can take another voice of opinion. It's fine. We ain't gonna fight. But
you know what? I was gonna give y'all an objective opinion today until I looked at my job and I was like, I looked around and was like, nope. I told Lee, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I said,
dog,
I was like, I'm gonna argue y'all niggas down, and then I went to work.
And you realize I can't even do it.
I was like, no, that's one y'all won that one.
No, that's the truth, man. Hey, shit, we gonna go around the block one last time, man. We already know what the answer is, but just want to leave off with some comments for 2 G's, man. What's the deal? Does white privilege really exist? I mean, obviously, we already know you say yeah, but.
Just, you know, take your advantage of this.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. Right, you gotta turn that minus into a plus, and negative to a positive, all that shit. Give me advice, what you say, man?
I went to work.
Case closed.
Everyone, without saying where I work at, everyone out on the floor. Then you got the offices that go around, almost like the look, you know, like the lookout type.
Yeah.
They in the middle, and everybody else out there in the open.
Oh, like a prison guard.
No blacks anywhere in the middle.
Yeah.
In the offices, in anything beyond a lead.
That's it.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
Now you got to start going lateral.
Right.
You're not going up.
You're not going up, yeah, bro. More money, what you say, man?
Fuck yes, it does exist. I mean, I've had plenty of incidents that happened to me, you know what I'm saying, or incidents, and I've learned to live with it, man. Like, a lot of shit you just got to adapt to, man, you know what I mean? I mean, I know it's hard to pill to swallow, but shit happened, already. This shit happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you should be prepared for it a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I mean, it did happen. You
right.
know what I mean? So you got to prepare yourself for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I do. You know what I mean? And people be like, man, you just ain't got no hope, no nothing. Like, no, motherfucker, I know how this is going to end up.
It ain't not having hope. It's just knowing what you have to deal with.
Yeah, no,
it's like, if you know you got a hurdle coming, you're not just going to run through the motherfucker. Right. You go right. go over that motherfucker. Right.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? It's right there in your face, man. It's been there, though.
Yeah, you know so you got to figure out how to move it. Yeah. No, on that tip, I got to agree with you just on that tip. You do have to admit that it's there, but at no point does that mean admitting failure or mediocrity. At no point does it mean that.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that it does exist, and as long as you know it exists, you have to formulate your plan accordingly. It's just like any sporting event. Like, it's like, you know what you're up against, so any good coach is going to have you doing what needs to be done to get through.
Practice.
Practice. Yo, man. On that note, dog, it's about that time to get up out of here, dog. I want to thank everybody who checked us out on Facebook Live, everybody who hung out, even though it was chopping up. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for checking us out. Make sure that you go to eblockradio.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Press like.
Right, we wasn't live today, but you can go there and subscribe to our YouTube channel, man. We're trying to get a bazillion subscribers and shit so we can start splitting up these pennies. But, of course, I want to thank everybody who called in today as well. Make sure you check out all the replays on eblockradio.com and hit that subscribe button. But until the next time, dog, we up out of here, dog. You know exactly what it is. Got my man 2G's in the building.
2G's.
Got my man Gigabytes holding it down.
Yeah.
My man Monk Money.
You know what it is.
For sure, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis. Holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. We up out here, y'all. To the mile high. You know? That's all you got to say, man. Peace out, man.